Repair to Her Grave by Sarah Graves. Read by Lindsay Ellison. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. When I first moved to Maine, I missed my friends from the city so much that I would invite them to visit me. Shamelessly, I lured them, promising steamed lobsters and blueberry pies, while they grumbled about the long drive and the probable absence of Starbucks mocha latte once they arrived. Well, they were right about the Starbucks. Soon enough, though, they caught on. Eastport, population 2,000, located on Moose Island at the northeastern tip of the Maine coastline, is so remote it might as well be on Mars. And that, if you are a high-powered executive type — most of my friends had the kinds of jobs in which Maylock's extra strength is known only half-jokingly as vitamin M — can be a selling point. Before I knew it, all my bedrooms were booked from the 1st of June right on through Labor Day weekend, and I began thinking of summer as a fine time to stock up the refrigerator, put fresh sheets on the beds, and leave town. But this summer, I had decided, would be different. Anyone who angled for an invitation was told that the plumbing in my old house had exploded. And, by the way, I was sure that it was only a coincidence, but also, we all had hepatitis. So, on the morning when the whole awful business began, I was feeling pleased with myself. The guest rooms were empty, and I had stripped down the faded old wallpaper. Armed with paint, brushes, rollers, and rags, I was about to begin giving the rooms a much-needed facelift, the first they had received in decades. Climbing the stepladder in the smallest room, I was also replacing.